from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We started this show reacting to what seems to be a setup for this game, right? It just feels bigger, right? Talking about the Dallas game. And I know Ken and Anthony talked about that this morning. There's a great video on it if you guys haven't seen it. Out on all of our socials, at 92.3 The Fan, wherever you get your social media from us. But here's the thing I keep coming back to. Is this a statement win? Like, if you beat the Cowboys on Sunday, do you view that as a statement win?
Well, I don't think that the Cowboys are a Super Bowl contender, because I can't take them seriously when it comes to postseason football. They're the 10 to 12 to 14 regular season victory juggernaut. But because they pile up regular season wins with regularity, I would say, I don't know if it would be a statement win for the Browns, but it would be a, it would be, we're getting this thing off on the right foot, and we're going to be a team to be contended with.
So I'm torn on the idea. I think from all the things that I don't care about with sports, it's a statement win. Well, but the Dallas Cowboys attract more eyeballs than anybody else in America. When you're against them, you can guarantee good ratings. I don't really give a damn about that. That doesn't matter to me.
You know who does?
Who's that?
The NFL.
Well, of course they do. But for me, in terms of, okay, what can I take away from this game, that doesn't really go into that. So then we go to the second thing, which is, all right, well, but Tom Brady's going to be on it. So there's more pomp and circumstance, more eyeballs, more. I don't give a damn about that. And here's the other thing.
That part I do care about. I am definitely going to rewatch the TV copy.
Well, no, I mean, I care about it, the idea that Tom Brady's the best quarterback that ever lived, and now he's transitioning to media. But in terms of, like, the stakes of the game,
I don't think Tom Brady has any impact on the stakes of the game.
No. Well, but I'm talking about the building this thing up to be something and to mean something that we can say it's a statement win. Here's the other thing. Dallas has won 36 games in the regular season the last 3 years. I don't even think I can count on that. Like, I can count on, listen, it's impressive if you beat Dak Prescott. That is an underrated quarterback, a hell of a quarterback. If you get, if you're able to slow down Micah Parsons, absolutely agree. That is a good accomplishment. At the same point,
which, by the way, good luck to whoever's playing left tackle on Sunday.
I've said this. I think this Dallas team is who you were 2 years ago, where when they started the influx of talent, where they were trying to basically have Andrew Berry's draft picks take over, and they fell flat on their face. Now, that there were some quarterback implications there, year one of Deshaun.
Right.
But the roster flaws were none of the young safeties you brought on were either on the roster or good.
Fact.
None of the young wide receivers came along.
Yep.
None of the young defensive linemen, specifically on the interior, came along.
Correct.
And so that's a big reason why you weren't able to put Jacoby Brissett into the playoffs, because Jacoby played well enough for you to be there. So that's what I think Dallas is. Like, I think they've got five insanely talented guys, four of whom will suit up. Bland is I don't think he's going to be back until late October. But, like, they got five guys. And then everybody else is, I don't know, those are NFL dudes. Like, I think there's a lot of flash to this Dallas team, but that's why I stopped short of saying it's a statement win, because Theoretically, the deeper team, even if they have more upper echelon talent, I don't think they do. Even if I go that route, well, you're the deeper team, and I think you've got continuity where it matters. So, like, even the idea of, well, they've won 36 games the last 3 years, I don't think they're winning another 12 games this year. I think if they win 9 or 10 games, it's going to be what the Browns were last year, a benefactor of a lightened schedule.
Well, if that happens, then Mike McCarthy will be unemployed at the end of the season.
And Dak Prescott will probably have a different zip code.
Yeah.
But do you see what I'm saying?
No,
I want to build this up. It's a great game. And, like, dude, it's Browns football. It's Sunday. Like, that should be enough to get us excited. But trying to build this thing into anything more than what it is.
Well, the reason why is just because this is the first time that the Browns I can't remember the last time the Browns were put in a prime network window in week one. They have always been buried in week one, Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and you're getting the fourth, fifth, sixth best broadcast team. You're getting Brady, Burkhart,
but does
Andrews,
that add
Rinaldi,
some sort of style points to the win?
Well, I'm not saying it adds style points, but I'm saying that's, I think, why there is the energy. That's what I'm going to call it, the energy around this particular opener. And on top of it, it's the road show that is Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. And there would be nothing better than to rub Jerry Jones's nose in a week one loss here in Cleveland.
And by the way, I'm not trying to minimize the importance of a win. You get a win, you get a win. You take those in the NFL.
I'm not saying you are, but I mean, it's just, I get why the networks, if you will, right? Why the media might be, this is, I think, the one time that the media might be hyping up a Browns game for all the, because the Browns are flying under the radar right now. But this is the one time where the Browns are getting a little, I think it's important that they come out with a win if you care about the national narrative.
So how about this?
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. So statement win might not be the right way to say it. Is it a relevance win?
Yeah.
Meaning, like, if you get, or maybe, you know what, how about this, goalpost win? Like, when you, like, this is a measuring stick game. There, finally, 4 questions, I finally got it out. Is it a measuring stick game? Because it is, because it's the first game of the season. If this was week 4 and everything else was the same, I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
Philly in mid-October.
Philly's going to be the measuring stick game.
And that's on the road.
I kind of feel like that's one game that could go really, really bad for the Browns.
But you've got 3 in a row. You've got Philly on the road, then you come home against Cincinnati and Baltimore, your first 2 peaks of the division this season. You don't get your first every Pittsburgh game is a measuring stick game. Finally got there. And Kansas City and Miami are late. Like, you can sell. And again, I'm not trying to run down this specific game, but I just don't think we should be building it up. It's a measuring stick game in the way that every game in the first 5 weeks of the season are. You can't tell me that how they play in this game is going to inform our thoughts about this team more than Philly, Baltimore, Cincy, Baltimore, Cincy, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Miami. I mean, that's math. 9, that's 9 games, I can tell you.
Are you sure about that 9 games?
Well, I was for some reason, I was doing the German way of counting, and I had the pinky down for some damn reason. And I'm not even German, I'm Hungarian. I feel I've hurt my people with this. But, like, that's 9 games that I go, I think those are the measuring stick games. And then, so it's like the 10th most important game when it comes to judging who the Browns truly are.
You don't get measuring stick games, just from my perspective, you don't get measuring stick games until you're a quarter of the way into the season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's regardless of sport. I feel that way about NBA. I feel that way about baseball. And same thing applies here for the Browns. Let's get through the first 4 or 5 games and see where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can talk about, to your point, okay, so you're looking, I'm going to actually go past, the Philadelphia game. That for me is your first measuring stick game, because the Eagles are considered to be one of the favorites in the NFC, one of the teams that are expected to compete to get to, if not win, the Super Bowl.
But aren't the Commanders, the
Commanders are not there. The Raiders are not there. The Giants are not there. I don't feel like Jacksonville is there. I don't feel the Cowboys are there. And the reason I say that, first of all, I think the Browns have a better roster than the Cowboys on both sides of the football. Okay? That's first and foremost. And secondly, again, I don't take the Cowboys seriously because they are a regular season championship team.
Okay, but still, so this, what's interesting about this, because now I'm arguing the other point a little bit here.
Oh, so you're doing to me what I did to you earlier?
Well, no, I do think other people view this as a measuring stick game because other people have a much rosier view of Dallas than you and I do.
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for this Cowboys team that's coming to town.
It seems like you don't.
No, I do because they are a great regular season franchise. They win a lot of games in the regular season. It's when you get to winning when it matters most in the playoffs that they're just awful. I'm sorry. Since the 90s, they're awful.
Yeah. You mean since postseason. Jimmy Johnson left?
Correct.
Oh, it's almost like Jimmy Johnson is like 100% behind why they won in that small stretch. And the rest of the time with Jerry Jones has been, I don't want to say abysmal, but just not as good.
It also helped they had Troy Aikman. But now they have Dak Prescott.
Emmitt Smith.
And Emmitt Smith, too. But, you know, they have Dak Prescott, who I think, and you would agree, is a top-tier quarterback in the NFL, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I worry about it, but I look at the two rosters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both teams have an elite pass rusher. Cowboys have Micah Parsons. The Browns have Myles Garrett. I feel like that the Browns secondary is light years better than the Cowboys secondary. I feel like the Browns receiving core has more weaponry to it. Yes, I realize the Cowboys have CeeDee Lamb. There's a reason why the Cowboy fans were freaking out about that contract.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is the guy. Like, Amari Cooper.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is the guy for the Browns, but he doesn't have to be. Because the way this thing is built, David Njoku, Elijah Moore, Jerry Jeudy's brought in, right? The Browns are built to be, you know, really well balanced. And look, Dallas's offense may eventually be that way. And at some point, hopefully the Browns offense ends up being that way. But I look at these two rosters. I think the Browns are the better team. I think this is a game, frankly, that the Browns should win.
So you and I are actually, we view this game very, very similarly. So I don't think it's a measuring stick game. And 216-474-0092, do you guys view this Dallas game as a measuring stick game? Because I think every reason why I've heard this game built up to be something, it's been a lot about hype and it hasn't been about the actual teams on the field. So if you want to make an argument that Dallas has won 36 games in three seasons and they are a good regular season team, so that's somebody you got to beat, okay.
How many playoff games have they won in the last 3 years?
But this game's being held in the regular season. Right. But I'll at least hear that other side. Can I tell you one way that there is one thing we should measure in this game against Dallas, and it's our defense. Because we did not see a lot of quarterbacks like Dak Prescott last year.
Yep.
So in terms of winner, no, this is just go win the damn game. You're the better team. You should win. But this is a great game. If you bring down Dak four or five times, and that offense scores 17 to 20 points, and which, by the way, week one, that's a phenomenal result. If you're keeping that offense with CeeDee Lamb intact for only two touchdowns, maybe three touchdowns if they miss an extra point.
If you get them 20 and below, that is a game you absolutely should win.
But I think because you didn't face a lot of franchise quarterbacks, that's the one way. If you say, for the defense specifically, measuring stick game, I'll buy into that stock, and I'll carry that.
It's the first of many because it's a gauntlet of quarterbacks they're actually going to have to
face. But if you just talk about quality of the team, no, the Browns should win this game. Whether Vegas says it's a pick 'em, Vegas is very, very famously conservative in how they throw out spreads early in the season with two teams coming off playoff runs.
Did the line change?
I think it's one.
I thought it was two and a half.
Last time I checked, it was the Browns by one.
Oh, okay.
But that doesn't mean
it did, okay.
I did not check it over the weekend. So if it shifted, it shifted. But still, okay. Like, if Vegas thinks this is a pick 'em, I don't care. I think the Browns are the better team.
Vegas also wants your money.
216-474-0092. Is this Dallas game a measuring stick game for you? And Daryl did his hostly duty. He could have given away his Browns prediction for this season over the weekend with my buddy Spencer German. Instead, he said, no, I'm in with Nick on Tuesday. I'm going to wait till then. Then is next on 92.3 The Fan. I feel in the last 40 minutes, I've heard every possible. You tell stories about getting a haircut, like some old men talk about Nam. Like, I love you, but I mean.
Wait a minute. First of all, it's not like I'm running around volunteering saying, hey, did you see I got a haircut? I've had 80 people walk up to me and say, you got a haircut.
Yeah, okay. But you got a haircut.
By the way,
just take the friggin' compliment that your hair looks nice.
Nobody noticed I got new glasses, but everyone noticed I got a haircut.
Yeah, okay. No. You're not gonna wiggle your way out of this.
No, I'm not trying to wiggle my way. I'm just saying.
In the 5 minute break that we had,
I've had new glasses for a month, and I've not gotten a single compliment on them. But I get a haircut, and everyone's like, "Nice haircut."
You underplayed the amount of interest that you had in your haircut. Nobody says anything about these glasses, but I get a haircut, and everybody goes, nice haircut. So what people don't understand is in the five-minute break in between segments that we just did, you went to the third person from one angle. Like you said, Daryl likes his haircut short. Okay, you went to that?
By the way, that is a factually correct statement.
Like, it felt like your haircut should have its own Wikipedia. That's the level of detail.
Hey, I can't help it. She did a really good job this time around.
She did a fantastic job.
Last time around, no, not haircut. So much. She left a little too much on the top.
No haircut.
Which is why I had to get another haircut.
No haircut this side of Britney Spears should ever take more than 60 seconds to talk about. So, Nick, you got a haircut. Yep. Where'd you go?
Also hearing about other people's processes for getting their hair taken care of.
I heard a lot of your process. Respectfully, with love, with 30 years of friendship in the balance, I heard a lot of your haircut. I heard you refer to women might spend a little bit more with their haircut. That's the only thing I heard about anybody else's haircut.
No, I know that it... Women spend a tremendous amount of money, an ungodly amount of money, to get their hair done. Me, not so much.
Well, it looks great.
Thank you.
Looks real great. One of the best haircuts I've seen today.
She left just the right amount.
If you were a chia pet, she would have almost gone for one more, just a little right there, because that's the sound of you cutting a chia pet, and then. No, I can't do any better than this. This is my opus.
You want to know where I went wrong? Is
starting telling stories.
I was just explaining. I actually have a reason why I like to keep the sides and back, which I'm not going to share with folks. But there is a legitimate reason why I do it, and I was sharing that. And I probably overshared. And so from that perspective, I'll give you that I may have overshared a little bit.
We're going to go to the referee. We're going to go to the bird's eye view here. This is Sky View, Jax. did you and I not lock eyes about with 2 minutes to go to the break, thinking, are we done hearing about this? Like, that was unspoken. 100%.
All right.
Yes. It's not just you. It's not just you. Maybe some of it's also that in the previous segment, we had also heard from JP as well, talking about your nice haircut, and then I said nice haircut.
I apologize that different people are complimenting my hair, and it's turned into a repeating conversation for you to hear. I apologize.
I forgive you. You know what? No. Nick Wilson forgives you. Because if you're going to go third person, I'm going third person.
Speaking of haircuts, you could really use a haircut.
I could really use some hair. With that being said, Andy Roth texted us the lines from Vegas. The consensus is at 2.5, but there are books out there who still have it as a 1.5-point game for whatever worth. But pretty much everybody has. Everybody has the Browns now.
I'm just glad I was in the ballpark because one of the few things that I actually pay attention to,
like
the points
haircuts. Like haircuts.
I pay more attention to my haircut and put more effort into that than I do point spreads.
Here's the thing.
Which, by the way, isn't saying much because I really put as little, and it shows. I'm going to beat you to the punchline. I realize it shows. I put very little effort into my appearance.
I mean, pot kettle. Like, I'm going to bust your stones for that.
Rich
of me who looks like on any given day.
You know what it is? I guess because I was ill and I can count on.
Are you high-roading me right now? Are you soapboxing me?
No, I'm just saying, I was a little under weather and I can count on one hand the amount of people that reached out to make sure that I was still alive.
Who was one of those people? Thank you. Okay, getting my credit here. Yep. Everything's all about me. Continue.
Nick Wilson.
Nick Wilson checked on you.
But you know, the fact that someone noticed, like, again, I got new glasses a month ago. No one said a word. And that's okay. I realize.
Do you want me to notice the damn glasses so we can move on?
I guess
Daryl, are those new glasses? They look great.
They're fantastic. By the way, it took me 2 hours to pick out.
Is it because you're blind as a bat? You couldn't see what was in front of you?
No, I was just that picky about it. True story. I actually picked out the same frames that I had. But they were a different color previously. And the lady in the most polite, she was very sweet. She goes, those are the same glasses you're wearing. Put those back.
She tell you to put them back?
Yes.
That's rough. That's rough.
She's like, you need to change it up, dude.
I really was going to hit you like with a standards joke, but I lost heart at the last second.
It's fire away. That's fine.
The moment's lost, and I felt so bad what I thought that I was like, don't do it.
I'm used to being cannon fodder. It doesn't bother. Well, it kind of depends on, how deep the cannonball goes.
Nothing bothers me. I'm easy peasy, man. What are you talking about? Yeah, okay. All right. Catch you on a random Wednesday. Nope, not even going to finish the joke. Because it's been...
My feelings were hurt. No one cared that I was sick other than five people.
Hey, and I'm one of the five.
You were one of the five.
Nice glasses, nice haircut.
Thank you.
Daryl's prediction for the Browns season. That's coming up next right here on 92.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.